to participate in one of those.
Well, it would be good. Be interesting to see what the weather might be, but yeah, it would be really good. You know, I think anytime you get a chance to have a game of that magnitude in Canada, especially, to me, it's a really good thing. For us to host it as well would be great.
Flip to this game. You're 2-1 on the trip. This is an opportunity to really put a positive stamp on this week away from home, especially after a week that started, the only way to describe it is terribly.
Yeah. Well, it would be. We'd like to certainly go home 3-1 in this game here. It's a big game versus this team as well. It's a team that's ahead of us. We have a chance to get tied with them in points. And for us, it would really put an exclamation mark on the road trip, as you say, especially the way that we had started the road trip. It would really help us out, you know, going home and playing a few games there. So for us, we're going to try to put our best foot forward and hopefully grab ourselves a win. These guys have hit a bump in the road, and we hope that we can continue with that bump.
This is another example of the opportunities that that winning gives your team. You know, you win 2 in a row now. A win tonight, and you go to 7th in the conference, and you put a bunch of people behind you, and the wins really kind of create openings for the team.
Well, it does, and the other thing it does is it really builds confidence in your group, you know. I mean, if we're able to get this game here today, then we go home, you know, feeling pretty good about ourselves, knowing that we're going to have a big task in the next game at home. But for us, we can get above the line, and then the key is to try to remain consistent and keep gathering points. That's really going to be the key for us, you know. We know this isn't going to be an easy game tonight. You know, we do understand they played last night, but like I said, they've hit a bump, but they're going to be coming at us, and we'll be ready to go.
You've talked before about getting to this playoff line and then having a bit of a step back.
Well,
so far in the last couple of years, that's happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it has, and, you know, what is that? You know, is it, you know, obviously there's always an opponent that's trying to do some things to you as well. It's not like it's always going to be that easy, but for us, you know, can we take that next step? If we can get above the line, and then can we build off of that, knowing that it's a tough task? But for us, that's the challenge, you know. Is it because we become satisfied? You know, I don't believe it's that, but we'll see how we do in this game tonight, and we'll go from there.
Coach Derek Meach in the lineup, what do you anticipate from him this game?
You know, Derek's a good player. I mean, he's got some experience in the league and stuff like that. So for us, we're just looking for him to just to play a regular game for us. Doesn't need to carry anything. Just needs to just play a good game, good solid game for us. He's playing on his offside, so that'll be a little bit of a challenge. But, you know, we're comfortable with him. He's played real well up in St. John's, and you know, he'll bring a little bit of experience and just to hopefully make our defense a little bit better.
What has been particularly strong about the PK over the past 7 games?
Well, I think the biggest thing, well, there's a couple of things. One of them is our goaltending has been real good. And if you have really solid goaltending, your penalty killing certainly reflects in the numbers. And I think the other thing is we've been fairly aggressive, and we've been aggressive in the right areas where we haven't had breakdowns. In Philadelphia, we had some breakdowns that really hurt us, and now we've cleaned those up, and now we have areas where we really feel confident in being aggressive, and I think that's been one of the big things for us.
Was it an easy decision to decide on Pav for this game after the Florida game?
Well, you know, he's played real well. I thought he was outstanding in the Florida game, and Montoya's been real good as well. It shows that both guys are ready and have given us really good goaltending as of late, you know. Pavlik is really our go-to guy, and just got to continue to go with him, especially after last game. It was a pretty fairly easy decision.